After the Taliban government came to power in Afghanistan 5 years ago, it outlawed movies, music, theater, and television. All that was left was radio, which the Taliban used to broadcast religious services. Afghans could listen to that, or to a soap opera that's the most popular program in the country, NPR's Renee Montaigne reports.
It is nowhere near as steamy as Days of Our Lives, but the show New Home, New Life has ratings an American soap opera would envy. Up to 80% of Afghans tune in each week. New Home, New Life is broadcast out of Pakistan by the BBC World Service. It was created by writers, directors, and actors who fled Afghanistan and now broadcast back into their ruined country, a melodrama laced with tips on how to survive. Executive editor Shirazuddin Siddiqui says even he is astonished at the show's reach. To illustrate, Siddiqui tells this story. He recently left Pakistan for a visit to Kabul. There he struck up a conversation with some farmers who told him they'd lost big on their last crop of onions.
But they put it down to their own stupidity, if you like. They said, we didn't fully understand what our uncle Nick Muhammad advised us. And I said, what was the advice? They said the advice was, grow vegetable, but keep an eye on the market. And I said, what have you learned from it? They said, well, you see, that piece of land is already prepared for potatoes. This is for onions, and that other piece is for tomatoes. So this is how we will sort of basically maneuver in the market. If one of the crops loses, the two others will balance it up for us. And that's what we've learned. And I said, by the way, who's Uncle Nick Muhammad? One of the elderly figures looked at me quite sternly and said, don't you listen to New Home, New Life?
This episode is a comedy. A young boy gets the bright idea of applying a traditional treatment to the local night watchman who's been bitten by a sand flea and developed a sore. Trouble is, the treatment is a hot onion, and the sore is on the man's nose.
In this scene, this child is sort of grilling an onion, and he puts it on his nose, and it sort of it burns his nose. And then at the end of the storyline, which has a lot of comic scenes, the watchman will eventually be forced to agree to go to a doctor for proper treatment.
Shirazuddin Siddiqui says the Taliban has tolerated this sort of joking around, partly because the show imparts such good advice, and partly because many of the Taliban themselves find in New Home, New Life a guilty pleasure.
I had a conversation with one of the Taliban officials. I said, do you listen to New Home, New Life? He said, no. And I said, why? He said, well, I don't like it. First of all, it doesn't give a very high profile to Islam. And secondly, how many times has Rabia Gul shouted at Nick Muhammad? And that gave me an indication that he was a listener. Rabia Gul is a character and Nick Muhammad are characters. She has been shouting at Nick Muhammad quite obviously.
New Home, New Life first went on the air a couple of years before the Taliban swept to power, and the show has found itself bowing, on occasion, to the reality of arch-conservatives running the country.
Initially, when we started the soap opera in 1994, we had a love story, which was quite popular and actually attracted quite a lot of attention and comments from listeners. But amongst those comments, there were a few which came from quite conservative-minded audiences, and they basically said that we won't allow our daughters to get education because if they receive education, they will write love letters like Gulalai in the soap opera. So we thought that storyline would give ammunition to those conservative-minded people who will then use it against girls' education in Afghanistan. And that was the reason that we sort of decided to tone it down a little bit.
September 11th brought the biggest challenge ever to the show's creators, how to incorporate the building chaos and coming war into the storyline of what is, after all, a mix of melodrama and comedy. Shirazuddin Siddiqui says they found themselves drawing from their own experiences as refugees to address the terrors their listeners are now or may soon be facing. In this week's episode, the character Habiba has fled the city for a village where she and her family take refuge in some ruined buildings.
She has come to the village to collect some water, and she was told by the residents that those ruins were mined, and she was stopped from going back to the ruins. Now she is very anxious and asking these villagers for help because she doesn't know what to do. She is anxious. She has left her children and her husband behind in those ruins. And she now knows that the ruins may have landmines which may injure or kill her family.
In the coming weeks, the storylines will follow characters through the many trials brought on by this war. But there will also be humor. Tonight, in fact, when the fans of New Home, New Life gather around the radio all over Afghanistan, Shirazuddin Siddiqui is hoping to make them laugh.
The story that they will hear tonight, which has quite a lot of comedy in it, is that Nazir, one of the most popular characters, who is like the clown in the drama, has got all his payment from the landlord to go abroad. But now he's changed his mind and he doesn't know what to do with all that cash. He has hidden it all in a pillow, and the pillow was given by mistake to somebody else. He's now recovered the pillow. He will open the pillow and there will be nothing because it will be the wrong pillow.
And to find out if Nazir ever gets his money back, you'll have to tune in to the next episode.
Yes, absolutely.
Shirazuddin Siddiqui is the executive editor of the Afghan soap opera New Home, New Life, broadcast on radio from Pakistan. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.